Good. And I think if you ask those, but they all have time on Sunday night to watch The Walking Dead.
Well, it's a lot more interesting.
Well, perhaps.
So then the question is, how do you make it interesting? How do you engage them to the point where they say that, where they get the passion to say, I got to understand
this? What's more interesting than a big bureaucracy that takes money out of your wallet every week?
Well, because it doesn't feel tangible, right? It doesn't feel tangible to me that I'm – now, if you told me – Chris, it's costing you, I don't know, $6,000 of your a year. Well, now you got my attention, you know, because all of a sudden you're affecting my Disney vacation. So somehow it's got to be boiled down to the point where it's tangible to me, and then I'm engaged.
You're right, and that is the challenge for all of these issues, and trying to make that something that people understand. I've always been fascinated that we deal with government with a lot of complex issues at times. And the thing that gets people upset is the pothole in the road,
right?
The traffic light that's not working,
right?
Because it's tangible,
right?
And SEDS is not tangible.
No.
When you tell them Flemington Borough is 5 years into their government-run economic development model and nothing's better,
right?
That's tangible. Flemington Borough doesn't have any restaurants or bars beyond what it's had for the last 5 years, that's tangible.
Mm.
When you look at Hunterdon County and you see no progress on a lot of these issues, that will become tangible. But you're right. That is the challenge of anybody who's in elective office, is trying to communicate that message to the people and get them as excited about it as you are.
All right. So my last question for you, we only got a few more minutes, is if somebody wants to investigate more, somebody wants to hear more of your message, where do they do it? How do they do that?
Well, they can come to the Freeholder Board meeting every first and third Tuesday at 5:30 in Flemington.
Got popcorn?
We do not have popcorn now. We do not. But this,
again,
frankly, we should be, and I'll put in a pitch for this too, broadcasting our Freeholder meetings. This is 2016.
I can help you with that.
Little towns have their meetings on public television.
Yes.
We are a county freeholder board with 130,000 residents, and we don't even put the recordings of the meetings up on the website.
Yeah.
So we need to do a better job of allowing folks to watch what we do.
Some of your school districts are doing that right now.
I know. Okay. I know. I've raised the issue, and I've been about as successful on that as I have been on the SEDS. So.
No, we need people like you to keep speaking up for us, Rob. Appreciate it, as always, that you come on the show. We got to do this more often. In fact, we're actually talking about the possibility of having more of a freeholder meeting, a freeholder radio program.
Oh, good.
To keep digging this stuff up and make sure we really understand it, because it's obviously important. I don't know if it's in trouble, because we don't know how to predict it, as we said at the beginning of this, but we definitely need to be on top of the issue to make sure we're steering it in the right direction, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes, we need to be on the watch.
All right. So contact information, places to go?
Oh, you can find me on Facebook, Freeholder Walton. I have a Facebook page. I'm also on Twitter. My email address is rwalton@co.hunterdon.nj.us. Just like government, really efficient email address there.
It was given to you by the government, by the way.
But you can go to the county website. You can find my information on the website, too. I think I even have my cell phone on the website. I'm not transparent.
Look at that.
So, by all means, feel free to reach out to me via all of those means. I'm happy to always return phone calls quickly. Happy to talk to the public about any issue that they're concerned with.
Pleasure having you on. I mean, I love talking about this stuff. So let's do this more often.
Very good.
That's great. All right. That is Freeholder Rob Walton, who's giving us insight into how to steer the Hunterdon County in the right direction, according to SEDS and Economic Development. Want to speak more about it? Well, check him out. Vince Arlino says, never say I should have. Man, if you are sitting on the couch and you just heard all about this and haven't done a thing about it, you need to bone up on all this information so that we can get some folks out there to get this thing moving in the right direction. Hunterdon County is a gem in New Jersey. We just don't want it to get all tarnished. Well, it's the weekend. Enjoy yourself. Have a great weekend. It's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Thank you to Freeholder Rob Walton, Mike at the Movies, and Michelle Heidi for their contribution to the show. We'll talk to you on Monday. Good morning, Hunterdon, on HuntChamberRadio.com.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of tech today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Okay, here in Hunterdon County, the jewel of New Jersey, we have areas of drizzle, scattered showers, and storms are possible overnight into Tuesday and Wednesday as a light southeast flow develops and trough of low pressure remains over the area. For Thursday into Friday, our area should have a mix of sun and clouds. Will some moisture in the form of scattered showers working in off the ocean from Florence's circulation occur? It's a possibility. That will most likely be the only effect from the storm if it occurs. Rough surf and dangerous rip currents will definitely be an issue. There are currently three hurricanes in the Atlantic, Florence, Isaac, and Helene. This has happened only 11 times since records have been kept. Hurricane Florence continues to rapidly strengthen in the Atlantic well south of Bermuda. Florence, as of this writing, or this speaking, has strengthened to a Category 4 hurricane with winds over 130 miles an hour. The models are in very good agreement that the hurricane will move close to the Carolinas later Thursday into Friday morning. We'll continue to track that. The storm looks to stall and spin for possibly a couple days after this time frame, as steering currents in the upper atmosphere are weak to none. Where it happens, where it lands, is still an important question that needs to be answered. Extreme rainfall amounts are possible where Florence possibly stalls. A major flooding event is possible. Tonight, we can expect it to be cloudy with scattered showers, areas of drizzle, becoming humid. Lows in the 60s throughout, northeast to southeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, warmer and more humid. Areas of morning drizzle, scattered showers and storms. A few peaks of sun are possible, highs in the lower 80s. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, it's going to be mostly cloudy, warm and humid with spotty showers and storms and highs in the lower 80s.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Welcome to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Deb Hill, filling in for Brooke Sellis for the summer. We are women on a mission to help Hunterdon County businesses be found by residents and visitors alike, encouraging our county to thrive. We provide a positive space to spotlight women as driving and empowered business force in our county and help other women learn about owning or leading their own businesses through penetrating and sometimes humorous discussions. We are here to answer your burning questions about being a girl boss.
Hello. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Devin. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I actually had an old friend come to town, which was very exciting. I haven't seen her in probably a year, and she's working out on Long Island right now.
It's always fun to have a friend come back.
Absolutely.
Right?
And we actually have the treat of having her in studio with us today.
Yay.
So welcome, Allie. Hi. How are you?
Good. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Good. So Allie,
hey, Allie. Hello.
Is a boat captain. We were roommates down many years ago down in Florida, in the Florida Keys. Where is that where you started captaining?
For the most part. Professionally, yes.
Okay. And she's ventured up to New York now. So out on the North Fork of Long Island is about as far as I've gotten so far. So, Allie, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you got started?
Sure. I grew up in Ohio on Lake Erie because everybody asks what a girl from the Midwest is doing on a boat. And my dad always had a boat growing up. And we always had jet skis and enjoyed the lake. And mm-hmm. after college, I didn't want to do winter anymore, so I shipped my little boat down to Florida, and I sailed around for a brief period, a couple, couple months in the fall.
And you were living on the boat, right?
Yeah.
On your sailboat?
Yep.
And how long did you live on the sailboat? A couple months, you said?
Yeah. The first one was...
That's crazy.
Yeah. It ended up in Tampa, and I sailed down to the Keys. And I just fell in love with the Middle Keys. And then I found a bigger boat and bought that one. So now I had two boats. And so I went on to start a sailing charter company. And I did that with my 32-foot Bristol, kind of a New England boat. And then I started running dive boats. And now I run a 60-foot Riviera sport yacht.
How do you get your captain's license?
You have to accumulate hours, and you actually can start booking them when you're 16. So each summer, I racked up a pretty good amount.
Did your jet ski count?
Technically, yes, it does. Yeah. But I always had to drive the older brothers around. They weren't very good at that. So I usually had the boat, and they would meet me out with the jet skis. But, yeah, I went to Pennsylvania, actually, and got my first captain's license. And then when I got to Florida, I got a bigger one. And then I got a bigger one. And now I have a 200-ton.
And that's what big. Does that mean for our listeners?
It's the highest level without having to go back to school for about 3 months and have additional tuition and just booking hours and taking exams and doing lots of study questions and all that fun stuff.
So it lets you drive the big boats.
Pretty big, yeah.
What were you going to say, Deb? Sorry.
Is that something that you'd be interested in doing in the future? Taking that 3-month course and going to huge
and megas.
Where would you go with that? Like a cruise ship or maybe shipping back and forth, international?
Oh, that's
waters?
Interesting.
Yeah, possibly. I've considered doing an upgrade, and it's basically just based on time. So I'm just racking up time for a bigger license now, and I'm quite happy with the job that I currently have. So I'm quite comfortable with it, and so just cruising right now.
Tell me a little more about what you do on this boat right now. Like, do you, you said you did, previous to this, you did diving. You mm-hmm. took people out to go diving.
Yep. I captained the dive boat.
Yeah.
And so now that I work on a private boat instead of an inspected boat, I basically am in charge of all the maintenance and, you know, changing oil and keeping the boat clean and keeping records. Records are important as far as, you know, when they go to sell the boat, the new owners always want to see that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And then they just call me up and let me know where they want to go. Like this weekend, we were supposed to go to Newport, and it's up to me to keep an eye on the weather and, you know, be in touch with people in Newport and see if there's availability for space. And the weather took a turn. As we all know, it's a little rainy right now. So
yeah, that was a heck of a weather report.
I know.
That
it took
very
forever.
Grim. Very, very grim.
At least it was local. That's all I can say. A couple weeks ago, I came back from Canada, and I still had the Canada weather going on. Now that was really fun.
Nice.
But yes, we had local weather. Speaking of that, so we're glad to get to have you here because you can't be out there on the water right now. Mm-hmm. How long are you expected to be able to stay? Well, I shouldn't say be able to, but, you know, stay in this area or stay off your boat?
Currently, we were having an inactive hurricane season, so the insurance company was going to let us start heading south sooner than expected. After the last couple years, the insurance companies make it so we have to stay up north in the summer until November, and it used to be October.
Wow.
Yeah, and so they were going to change it back to October this year, but right now that everybody's keeping their eyes on Hurricane Florence, and that's how we would get the boat from New York to Florida, everything's just kind of in a hold pattern. So, yeah.
Just until you find out. What is it like? It's supposed to hit land on Thursday.
Yeah,
I think that's a long wait.
That's my thing with hurricanes. Is living in Oklahoma, a tornado comes, it does its damage, and then it leaves. Mm-hmm. A hurricane, you're sitting here for a week wondering if you're gonna have a house or not.
Right,
it's horrifying.
Yeah,
yeah. No matter what you do to try and prevent that, too, you know.
Yeah. What do you do with the boat?
Oh, yeah, good question.
Oh, and we're going to answer that question when we get back from our commercial break.
All right.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back. You're listening to Girl Boss with me, Deb Hill, and my co-host, Devin LeConte. Today, we're talking all things boating with Allie Hoyer. So welcome back, ladies.
Okay, so before I rudely interrupted you, Allie, what was the question that we were answering?
We talked about so much. We always do this, guys. We cannot have breaks because all the cool stuff happens during the break.
I think we were going back to Florence, the hurricane.
We were talking about the hurricane and
what you have to do to get the boat ready.
Yeah, and how you get the boat ready for the hurricane. There you go, Devin.
Right. So this week, after my visit with Devin, when I head back to work, quote unquote, I'll basically just add a bunch of fenders onto the, we have a floating dock, which is really advantageous for keeping the boat safe. And it's in a really nice protected area of the Long Island Sound. So then I'll just add fenders and additional dock lines. And if the storm trajectory were higher north, then we would probably haul the boat out and keep it on the hard. Mm-hmm. But being that the majority of the blow is going to be south, I think we're going to get away pretty safe. So it should be good.
We'll see. So we'll be watching the weather closely all week.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can get out of this nastiness too. I mean, we'll see what happens.
Yes. But everybody should be looking at the preparedness for a hurricane.
The Navy evacuated in the Carolinas, right?
We should all be preparing for something right now. Just some water, you know, and a way to get some heat in your house and some food that doesn't go bad.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. We both dealt with Irma. What was your experience? We had very different experiences with Irma because I was living in New Jersey full time and we just had owned real estate down there. So we went down there, buttoned everything up, put the storm shutters down, took the boat out of, we didn't take the boat out of the water. We suspended our boat in the canal. And then
We were fine.
Yeah, we got 4 feet of water on our first floor of one of our units. But that was it. So we were very fortunate. But you were living down there full time.
Yeah, and I think you had come down when I was heading out. We had a decent-sized business down there, and my dad flew down. Luckily, he's retired, and rented a box truck, and we packed up everything. Our business is in the airplane hangar, and I was just really
She's
terrified.
Not a pilot, too. But in the Keys, it's a little bit different down there.
But, yeah, I was just terrified that the big accordion doors weren't going to withstand the, you know, the Category 4 force winds that we had because the Keys hadn't seen a storm like that before. And I think our preparedness just kept everything safe. We came back, and we had no water damage, no signs of any water. Our roof stayed on, unlike a lot of different houses in the area that we were in town. And at that point, the biggest part was just waiting for the power and water to come back on.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, in this area, the Sandy hurricane, really, you can still see the destruction in some of the forested areas, you know. And we had no power for 11 days. We had 22 people through our house during that time who had children. They had no heat. And, you know, we had a way to, we had a generator and we had two different kinds of fireplaces. And people brought water and food and all that kind of stuff. So it's always good to double up or triple up on families when you, when you're in that kind of situation.
The difference with the Keys is it's one road in, one road out.
That is tough there. I don't know how you,
so we
I've
were in a
there.
Mandatory evacuation. Nobody was allowed to stay. And yeah, so you're super fortunate. Now, you said you had another business.
I do. My better half and I own A&J Sails, and it's a sail loft and marine canvas company.
What does that mean for those out here that don't know what a sail loft is?
Yeah, well, thank you. What's a sail loft?
So, being that we used to have a sailboat charter company, we just needed basic repairs done to our sails, which for your sailboat, that's basically your powerhouse, your mode of transportation is the sail. And we couldn't find any quality sailmakers in the area. And so we just invested in a real big sewing machine and started doing it ourselves. And after the hurricane, we actually were unemployed from running boats due to all the damage. And my significant other was able to fully, you know, work out of our business and maintain our pretty relaxed lifestyle that way, which was pretty nice.
And I would imagine there was quite a bit of work.
I was going to just say that, there was a lot of repairs that had to be done.
And There's still some coming through. Because, you know, there's always insurance issues and, you know, people just finally bouncing back and whatnot. And, so I was really proud of him and us for, you know, collaborating on that project. And, I'm looking forward to going back to Florida and still doing that a little bit here and there.
It's interesting because we've had some amazing professional women on this show that are very serious and determined and driven, and Allie is the same, I think, but the lifestyle is so much different. I mean, you live on an island. You lived before you came up here on an island. So it's great to see how much you can enjoy life while running your businesses as a captain and with your A&J sales.
It's important for everybody to know out there that you can do what your passion is and make money at it, you know, make a living. And
definitely. And it's also nice to be able to have a backup plan. And I think that was the most eye-opening part of Irma for us, you know, having both lost our livelihoods running the boats that we did and then having such a sturdy backup plan to rely on.
Absolutely.
It is really nice when you have one business bloom out of another one and they mesh so well together that the income is seamless. You know, you'll have seasons for each one.
Seamless sales.
Nice. Yeah, it was really good. And it definitely is a confidence booster and also a silver lining. Like, you know, I just, at times it's so hard to see what's going to be happening next, you know, especially when you have a hurricane barreling towards you and you packed everything into a box truck and you're on the road. And
how long were you displaced for?
That's a hard question. So he went back after the road reopened initially. We didn't get power back at our, living space for almost a month and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't go back right away.
You waited until there was power?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So where did they disperse people from the Keys?
Wherever you could go.
You were allowed to just... Yeah, everybody just started heading north. And so then they were guessing if it was going to hit the East Coast or the West Coast. Oh. And all of our friends just... We just scattered. It was insane. And so we went to the West Coast, and then they got evacuated, and... We went all the way up to Georgia, and still we're getting flood evacuations in Georgia.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So. Did you make it to Ohio?
I did eventually, yeah. We got tired of driving the box truck around.
Just throwing an air mattress in the back of the box truck and call it good.
Yep, that was my plan.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yep.
What's next? You said, let's back up. How did you end up in Long Island? Did we cover that from the Keys?
Okay. So part of the silver lining from Irma, I took a new boat captaining job, and that job is in Florida in the winter and then in New England in the summer. And so I had chose to go from Key Largo to Sag Harbor. And then when I was in Sag Harbor, I just found bigger and bigger boats. And I just can't say no.
And so you're up here for the rest of the summer. And then, as you said, once insurance allows you to head south, you'll move back down.
Yep. Yep.
And what happens when your guys are looking for a job? I mean, it's similar, I guess, to a regular process. You just go online and find openings and then interview, right?
Yeah. And it's very interesting, in the time periods that, you know, some jobs are, you know, 1 or 2 day commitments, helping somebody move their private boat. Other jobs are like maybe a week, some are maybe a month. Currently I'm looking at one that's for 3 months that I've told you about. And, so again, it's just kind of, you know, piecing together several part-time things to make a safety net and then also work on finding a more long-term career-based job.
I'm going to ask you a really tough question.
Uh-oh.
Why would somebody hire you over another captain? What makes you better?
Oh, because I'm the bomb. I managed crew for the last 3 years. I had a
and
crew.
What does that mean?
I had about 20 employees that worked for me, and we had 3 boats, and we went through some really tough times, and we made it through that. And now that I work on a boat by myself, I still have that management experience in the back of my, you know, back of my mind and deep down in my heart, because I care a lot about the people I worked with. And I just think that that really shows at the end of the day when, you know, my boss looks at the boat and he's like, wow, it looks amazing today. You know, you did a really good job. And you know, driving the boat is only really 10% of the job. It's, you know, your people skills and the relationships that you maintain with your mechanics and your dock master and everyone else who kind of becomes your inadvertent support staff.
The things that you can't teach.
Right.
Essentially. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Well, we are going to head to our news break, and we'll be right back to learn more about Ali and what it takes to be a captain.
USA Radio News.
Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a daily press briefing. Huckabee Sanders was asked about a possible meeting between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
The primary purpose of the letter was to request and look to schedule another meeting with the president, which we are open to and are already in the process of coordinating that. The recent parade in North Korea, for once, was not about their nuclear arsenal. The president has achieved tremendous success with his policies so far, and this letter was further evidence of progress in that relationship.
A Dallas grand jury is looking into whether more serious charges than manslaughter should be filed against the Dallas police officer who shot her neighbor when she entered the wrong apartment on accident. Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial was down 59 points to close the day at 25,857. This is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
North Korea held a major military parade and brought back its iconic mass games to celebrate its 70th anniversary yesterday. The North Koreans rolled out some of their latest tanks for the parade, but really spent this time under North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un actually focusing on the economy and the denuclearization of the North Korean peninsula, unlike past parades. A veteran journalist is on a promotional blitz for his new book about the White House. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Bob Woodward out promoting his book, Fear, Trump in the White House, making several TV appearances, including Monday morning on NBC's Today Show.
I've never seen an instance when the president is so detached from the reality of what's going on.
While Woodward claims his book is the truth and paints the White House as dysfunctional, President Trump continues to discredit the book. On Monday morning, he tweeted that the book is a joke.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
New York City will once again be remembering everyone who died on 9/11. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
New York City will mark the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks with a number of events tomorrow, including the September 11th Memorial and Museum, holding its annual ceremony on the 9/11 Memorial Plaza at the World Trade Center site to remember the nearly 3,000 people who died in those attacks. And houses of worship across the Big Apple will be tolling their bells in conjunction with the first moment of silence at 8:46 a.m., the time when the first plane hit the North Tower.
This past weekend, former President Barack Obama was out on the campaign trail. Now the president was in California campaigning for Democrats in what they consider to be vulnerable seats for the upcoming midterm election. Obama also talked about the economy and how he believes it was his policies that put the recovery into motion that we're seeing. Well, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has a few words for President Obama.
The economy was struggling. Worker wages were not going up. People were not getting bonuses and pay raises. Businesses were sitting on top of a lot of cash and weren't spending it. And there was a lot of money going overseas. All of that has changed under President Trump. The deregulation, the tax cuts have resulted in bonuses, pay raises, extraordinary job growth, best job numbers for women in 50 years, greatest numbers for minorities in history.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The weather today, tonight, cloudy, scattered showers, areas of drizzle, becoming humid, lows in the 60s throughout. The winds are northeast to southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, we can look forward to mostly cloudy, warmer, and more humid. Areas of morning drizzle, scattered showers, and storms. A few peaks of sun are possible. Highs in the lower 80s. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, mostly cloudy again, warm and humid. What a surprise. Spotty showers and storms. Highs in the lower 80s. Okay, and we're back. You're listening to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Deb Hill, me, filling in for Brooke Sellis, two wild and crazy ladies who are navigating the corporate world as leading ladies, being the boss. And we are here speaking with a real big boss.
That drives real big ships.
Of a ship. She's a little lady, but a big boss.
Mega Alley. Isn't that your nickname?
Yes. Captain Alley.
And why do they call you Mega Alley?
Do they call you?
Mega Alley.
Mega Alley?
Yeah. So once you get over a certain size boat, it's referred to as a mega yacht. And compared to most of my coworkers, who, as you can imagine, were males, I now drive bigger boats than them. So they call me Mega Alley.
Wah-ha-ha.
you had a question before we went off air.
Yes, I had a question. It's like a two-part question. One, if you're like clueless as to anything boats, but you really think they're cool. And
remember the term mega.
And you, yes, mega boats. You want to drive a mega boat someday, mega ship, mega yacht someday. How do you, like, you don't even know what a dock master is, you know? Like, how do you break into that kind of world? What do you do?
Yeah, so that's exactly what I do, pretty much. The family I work for, they had bought a center console fishing boat and would hire a captain and take him out. And he was a nice retired gentleman, and their boats got bigger and bigger, and their time commitments to, you know, taking out their yachts got larger and larger. And he liked to go home at the end of the day and, you know, have dinner with his wife at 5 p.m. And we instead, you know, we'd go to different ports and have dinner. And so I just ask them where they want to go, and then I call the dock master and set up our reservations and, make sure that we can get what we need in different areas, whether it's power for the boat or fuel or any of that stuff. So I'm kind of like a concierge on the back side of things, kind of behind the scenes.
Wow. So somebody that's getting into a boat just calls you?
Yeah.
So how do you work your way up to what you're doing? Do you start out working on boats for other people?
Yeah.
You have to get yourself out to the boat areas, obviously. Is there any online resources for people to find jobs?
Yeah, there's tons. If you just Google, you know, yacht crew jobs, there's tons of websites and even blogs about, you know, entry-level yacht jobs and what to do and how to do it, so you can be on Below Deck if you've seen that show, you know.
No, that's cool.
Yeah, so there's lots of online resources for sure.
What would those blogs tell us?
Well, the basic STCW is kind of a
what?
An STCW.
Uh-huh.
It's a 5-day certification course.
Got it.
And that's what you need to say, I am certified to work on this yacht. And so that's the first step.
When is a yacht and not a boat?
Technically 30 feet.
Really?
Really. My first quote-unquote yacht was a 50-footer. In my mind.
Yeah, 30's not that. I mean, 30's big, right? But it's okay.
Yeah, so technically, but I mean,
So I've driven a yacht.
You have.
Yep.
And at what point do you need a captain's license?
If you're taking commercial passengers, so my first job, I ran a dive boat.
If you're getting paid.
Yep, exactly.
If you're if it's your profession.
Mm-hmm.
Got
yeah.
It.
So, and right now I work for a private family, and as I mentioned, insurance kind of rules our playtime. So they're required they're required to have a licensed captain due to the liability of the boat. So
I like this family. Do they have any parties on their boats?
We had a pretty killer one for Labor Day.
Oh, too bad.
Oh my goodness. Yes, and you had scotch balls.
Yes. Yes, I made scotch balls.
I can't.
I know. I don't feel like I can hear myself either. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Then? I can kind of hear me.
Let me turn your...
I don't know. Anyway.
Okay.
Hello.
Technical difficulties. On
Sorry, guys. You know,
always.
We always momentary. So, so if
scotch
you
balls.
Scotch balls. Okay, yes. What are scotch balls? What are you? Is this something you eat or drink?
Well, so that's what my technically I work for the wife of this family. So my boss's husband.
And they're never going to hear this. I'm assuming
my boss's husband. He was like, Allie, where's the bourbon balls? And he thought that they were like pudding shots or jello shooters. Scotch balls are just a silicone mold that makes a round ice cube.
The round or the square ice cubes that you put in like your...
Because we make rum balls for Christmas.
Yes, and so that's I'm essentially thinking, what her
I'll
her
bring
boss
rum balls to the yacht.
Thought that they were.
Perfect.
Okay, so that's how, if you want to be a captain, that's how you do it. You get scotch. No. you go online, do some research, read the blogs, get your 5-day certification. Mm-hmm. And what if you just want to start owning a boat? Like, what would you recommend to somebody? Start small?
My first boat was a 23-footer, and I bought a sailboat because right out of college, I didn't really have gas money for a boat, so I bought a sailboat instead, and the maintenance costs are still, something to anticipate, But I think the biggest part is don't drive towards a dock faster than you're willing to hit it.
Oh, that's really good advice.
That's kind of the basic concept.
Yes. Using a sail to dock a boat, that's a talent.
Yeah, that's pretty tricky.
You tack that thing in there. And
Oh,
my gosh. Oh, yeah. How you doing?
And you have lots of moving parts, too. So, yeah.
So just go out there and buy a boat. Let's say Deb has never been on a boat and she wants to get into boating.
There's several different clubs that I think are kind of a good starter situation. You can pay a due to join a boating
club. Round Valley
club.
Actually does this. Sunfish, are those little boats? I think Round Valley does something, or Spruce Run. Was one of those locally.
I think Eugene took me out on a sunfish the first time, one of our first dates.
Oh, Eugene's Deb's husband. That's sweet. Yeah.
We went way, way out. We had to tack all the way back in. That's how I know the whole tacking thing. But that's nice. So they have a little, it's a club where you can rent the boat? Or?
Well, okay, so nationally they definitely have those clubs because I know on Long Island they do. But I think here in Hunterdon County we have one too. Nice. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, so typically the clubs, the ones that I've seen, they give you a little crash course in how to not crash a boat. And they send a captain out with you a couple times and do some lessons. And then you can rent the boats, and they have different kinds. So you can kind of get a feel for what kind you'd like. You know, as opposed, it's kind of like a sports car versus an SUV versus a motorcycle.
That makes sense.
So you can kind of, try different ones on and figure out which style you like.
Very
and
nice.
Go from there.
That's and, great to know.
What is that called?
The one that I had experience with was Freedom Boat Club.
Okay.
And they're all up and down the East Coast, I believe.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. So, and then, there's tons of different ones.
Now, a yacht club provides what compared to a boat club?
A yacht club would be more like a country club. Mm. So it's more of a social setting or like a dinner place and that you can also go to and use your membership with. Sometimes they provide valet services. I've seen ones out in the Hamptons where you just kind of get close to the dock and they send the little dock boys out and they jump on your boat and dock it for you.
Perfect.
So sometimes you get that kind of a service. Sometimes you don't. It just depends on the club.
That's cute.
It was terrifying the first time I saw it.
Oh my goodness. Are those dock boys captains?
I think they might be like captains in training.
Oh my gosh.
Right. So, as far as liability, I wouldn't.
I would be really nervous to have one of those guys moving my yacht around a little harbor. What's the hardest part about your job?
What is the hardest part about my job? Oh, that's a tough one. I really can't think of any.
Okay, what's your favorite part about your job?
My favorite part of my job is seeing my bosses just like beaming because they're so happy because they're enjoying their time out on the boat and not having to worry about all the stuff that I do behind the scenes.
That's nice. That's a good answer.
That is nice.
Your boss would like that one. That may redeem you from me asking about your Labor Day.
What's it look like where you're stationed when you're driving the boat? Is it covered? Do you have to use a lot of sunscreen or is it all enclosed area?
That's a good question. The boat that I'm on now it's all enclosed and it's a sedan style. So it's like a single deck instead of an upper deck.
Okay.
And
which means what?
It's a one story.
you don't have to climb really far to get up into it, I guess, right?
No, it's all just like one level for the most part. Mm. And then there's two areas that I can drive from. And one of them's out back, and that's mostly just for docking.
Yeah.
And then the other one, the main one, is inside. And so I've got my GPS screens, and then I've got a window that I can open. Sometimes I drive from outside it's when I'm docking. So it's all enclosed and it has a really nice windshield on this one. And so I don't need to wear sunscreen or anything, which is really crucial because I've been on boats before where I would get sunburnt through the windshield.
Yeah.
And like the reflection off the water.
Yeah.
The
oh my gosh.
And it was painful.
Never would have thought of that.
Yeah.
Do you have to wear a uniform?
I went to Columbia and spent a lot of money and used it as a write-off. So I kind of consider that my uniform.
That'll work. That will work. All right, on that note, we're going to go to our last commercial break before her accountant hears that one.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, welcome back to Girl Boss. Devin is hosting, and I'm here helping out, filling in for Brooke Sellis. I'm Debbie Hill, and we are talking all things boating with Allie Hoyer.
Hi, Allie.
Captain.
Hey there.
So we're back, and let's see. We covered how you get started to be a captain, how you get started to be in boats, how you personally got started in this industry. Where do you want to go? What's next? Okay, where do you want to go with your career, and where do you actually want to go?
Well, I am looking forward to going back to Florida, especially with this rain spell that we're having. But
building an ark, don't worry.
Girlfriend, I already have one.
I'll take yours.
Sounds good. Don't tell the boss. So I don't know. Just going back to Florida, and we have the sail off still, and so I'll probably bounce around in there for a little bit. Two of my best friends in Florida just opened a new dive shop, and
ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so I figure I'll bust out my dive gear for a little bit and take a little break, and then probably bounce back up around Fort Lauderdale area. There's a lot of the yachting community there, and just see what kind of falls into place.
You mentioned something about wanting to get on a bigger boat.
At some point. Yeah. Right now I like working by myself, and I'm at about the biggest boat that I can really handle by myself as of now. So
what happens if you get, if you're on a 70 footer?
Then I would need a crew member, and then I'd
a first mate.
Yep. A first mate or deckhand. And, then, yeah, also that, comes with the responsibility of training somebody and, being responsible for their livelihood as well.
So you don't want that responsibility?
Not right now. Yeah. I did that for a few years, so it's been a nice break.
Have you ever, about the boat yacht races and stuff?
Oh, my gosh. What are you supposed to be doing on Wednesday night?
Boat racing.
Okay, so you do like race boats. Get involved with that.
That's about the only time I really sail anymore. It's still the sailboat races up on the Peconic Bay, and that's something I really enjoy doing.
Oh, that's great. Do you get a crew together for that? For the yacht races, or do you just?
We usually have four of us. Okay. It's like a smaller side, the boat that I race on. Mm-hmm. And so it's me and three guys, and my main responsibility, I have the best job. I just pass out the beer on the boat.
That's a good job. That's tough.
It's a nice change to go from being in charge to, you know, being on the bottom of the totem pole. So I enjoy it.
How is it working with all men?
You know, I've always been really lucky that I had an amazing crew. And they've always been so respectful, and we always really built each other up instead of, you know, bringing each other down. And so as of now, it's always been really good and really positive. And I think they usually get a kick out of it, too, when I show up.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
So my nickname on the boat radios, kind of like what you have in trucks and whatnot, is...
You can see me.
Yeah, it's Minnie Mouse. If you can't tell by my voice. So. And then I pull up in a bigger boat than theirs. So
you love it.
It's all about the balance.
That's fantastic. So when do you head back to work?
Well, that's a good question. We're just hanging out and seeing what the storm does. I'll probably go and, as I had mentioned, add some lines and fenders and hope for the best.
Lines and fenders. Yep. See, you keep using all these terminologies that the general public in Western New Jersey might not know. A lot of us do, I'm sure, because we are fortunate enough to be near the water, but some of us don't. So
I'm just going to, you know, make sure that it's secure and it's not going to go anywhere or hit anything. And if it does, there's a nice bubble wrap layer of protection around it.
For when the storm comes.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep. And those are the fenders. The bubble wrap. Like, well, it's not really bubble wrap.
The bumpers.
Yeah, bumpers.
Bumpers are on cars.
Oh. Where's your boat kept? It's at a marina out there on Peconic Bay?
Yep. Right now we're on the Long Island Sound. We bounce back and forth between Port Washington and the North Fork. Matatuck area of New York.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any big trips coming up?
Well, I think our biggest one that we were going to do. Oh, yep. Going south to Florida. That's just going to be me and one other captain. The family won't be going along with that.
That's such a fun trip. Why would they not go?
Some people have like actual jobs, like Monday through Fridays, including my boss to pay for the yacht.
And you can run into some bad weather too, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, what's the worst storm you've ever been in?
Oh, geez. Well, when I ran the first dive boat, when you and I lived together in Florida, I got hit by lightning. On the boat? Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. So that was not fun. Everybody was okay, luckily, and the boat was okay, which is crazy. But it's just a wake up call
because that can fry all of your
electronics and engine grounds and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how was the boat grounded? Because there's things on the boat, so in case it gets struck by lightning.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So there's extra huge wires that go down to the bottom of the boat, and that acts as the ground, basically.
Wow.
And they did their job.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
What about rough seas?
Well, I had sailed to Cuba a couple of years ago.
And that's fascinating.
It was like 20-foot swells.
Oh, my
gosh. And I was in a 30-foot boat. So
oh
it was
no.
every bit as big as my boat.
It was after Cuba opened, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Just
yeah.
after, right?
Yeah, it was like just after. And
that's pretty
that
neat.
Was interesting. Yeah, that was my big sailboat trip. So
that was on a sailboat.
Yeah,
with 20 foot.
Oh yeah, it was massive. Oh.
For those of you that don't know, that foot is from the bottom of the wave to the crest of the wave, right?
No, it's actually from resting wave height. So yeah, it's okay. About half.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
20 feet is two stories on a building.
About mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty,
it's pretty
crazy.
High.
Yep. Yeah. After that, I hung up my sailing shoes and started driving powerboats because you can get out of there just a little bit faster.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's nutty.
And where would you want to go if Captain gave you the keys and said here?
That's a good question. I have some friends who recently sailed to Greece, and it looks amazing.
How would you be comfortable sailing there?
I want to do a transatlantic at some point, but definitely would like to have another captain on board that's done it before.
One time that I have been a passenger on a transatlantic crossing, we got hit by a rogue wave.
Mm-hmm.
That was like huge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard of those.
I was on the QE2, and the whole boat shook, and like everything, it was awful. Mm-hmm. So please be careful. Don't tell me when you're going, and please make sure you have good insurance.
Mention her in your will.
I'll take a yacht that has a helicopter on it. Don't worry.
Perfect. Perfect. All right, Jordan Belfort.
That's a cool idea, too. Right? Oh, my gosh. These things are amazing.
Right? They're crazy.
It's a different lifestyle. It's definitely a different lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So any final thoughts or comments or things you want to leave our viewers, listeners with? Deb? Anyone?
No? Normally we ask how to get in touch with somebody, but we already asked how to get in touch with like how to do what you do, which is what I think most people really would like to know.
I don't know if Allie's gonna give out her phone number to people in Huntington County.
She's
not necessarily a local here.
And it wouldn't be useful.
We do want to bring up go ahead.
Craziest thing you've ever done?
Take a sailboat to Cuba.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I went skydiving for my 25th birthday.
In the Keys?
Yeah, in the Keys.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
I knew she was.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Big risk taker.
Yeah, she's absolutely nutty.
I was scared out of my mind.
Really?
But it was great. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Totally worth it.
Want to touch on before we go, because we have 1 minute left, is the Business Expo is coming up. I was left here with a flyer. So it's the 30th annual Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce's Business Expo and Restaurant Showcase, showcasing 120 plus businesses in and around Hunterdon County with over 2,000 attendees and 20 plus restaurants. Oh, it's November 8th. The show is from 2 to 7 p.m. The food showcase is from 5 to 7 p.m.
And that's what we like.
And that's at the Next Level Arena in Flemington. So I will be there. Deb's going to come and see me. Are you going to be there, Deb?
I'm at least going to come see you.
Perfect.
So I don't know if you're going to put a booth out or not.
Wydell will have a booth. So hopefully we'll see you guys there. But in the meantime.
Yes. So, all right. Well, thanks for joining us on Girl Boss today, guys. So whether you're planning a visit to our area or you're fortunate to live here in the Skylands region of New Jersey, we encourage you to visit all the businesses in our area and start one of your own. The world needs that special gift that only you have. Join us as part of the Women Supporting Women movement. We hope you enjoyed today's chat. Remember to like us on Facebook at Girl Boss HCR, and make sure to stay tuned for next week's talk, Monday at 5, only on Hunterdon County Chamber Radio.
And Allie, thank you so much for coming and chatting with us.
Thank you for having me,
Devin. If you want to learn how to be a captain, reach out to us on our Facebook page. Y'all have a great week. See you next week.
Out.
USA Radio News.
Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a daily press briefing. Huckabee Sanders was asked about a possible meeting between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
The primary purpose of the letter was to request and look to schedule another meeting with the president, which we are open to and are already in the process of coordinating that. The recent parade in North Korea, for once, was not about their nuclear arsenal. The president has achieved tremendous success with his policies so far, and this letter was further evidence of progress in that relationship.
A Dallas grand jury is looking into whether more serious charges than manslaughter should be filed against the Dallas police officer who shot her neighbor when she entered the wrong apartment on accident. Your final numbers on Wall Street for this Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial was down 59 points to close the day at 25,857. This is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say. when you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
North Korea held a major military parade and brought back its iconic mass games to celebrate its 70th anniversary yesterday. The North Koreans rolled out some of their latest tanks for the parade, but really spent this time under North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un actually focusing on the economy and the denuclearization of the North Korean peninsula, unlike past parades. A veteran journalist is on